Okay, we'll continue to our final presentation, and the topic of the presentation is dynamics of soil organic carbon turnover, and it is radiocarbon records by Dr. Z from Florida A&M University. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Soil radiocarbon, soil radiocarbon records is the probably still a very variable tool to evaluate large-scale and long-term soil organic matter dynamics. And that is the key for us to understand a little bit long-term and long-term and or large-scale soil carbon budget exchange with atmosphere. Now, soil dynamics is very complicated because it's not a homogeneous material. It actually has lots of different organic matter that decompose at very different rate. Some of them turn over time very briefly, and some of them turn over time in thousands of years. Now, how do we approach to this? First, we can consider the soil, the whole thing as a whole, and it decomposes with a decreasing rate constant. This model is first proposed by Jensen in Netherlands in 84. And this is not a very rigorous kinetic model. Then you can look at a different way, is that we can use multipole to represent how soil organic carbon decompose, that they decompose simultaneously and independently and with very short turnover time to a very long turnover time. So that's a look at how this thing will work. Okay. Now, let's first look at Jensen's model, that he considered the soil, the whole thing as a pool, and then this constant is not really a constant. It's a function of time. And in general form, it's like this kind of exponential function. And for a temporary soil, Jensen determined that the constant for P is 2.8, for Q is minus 1.6. And he introduced a very interesting concept called initial age. In other words, this is a constant for different organic matter, and you have to determine this so-called initial age in order to fit this general equation, this universal general equation. For example, he determined that green matter, most of the organic matter, about initial age about 1 year. And for example, some of the peat will be 13.6 years. Some of the peat will be much younger, 5.5 years. The purpose of that is that you can use this to set initial time. In other words, you have material is 13.5 year initially, and then you set that thing, and then the decomposition will follow this line downward. If you have a very small initial year, like a green manure or something, then you can start very early, like 1 year, and then you follow this line. This Jensen model is very interesting, but it's very difficult to apply because you have to understand the initial age of each material, and it only can track the decomposition, and does not discuss about, you know, the steady state or, you know, in a more complex systems. But in the oceanography, they have found that actually this kind of relationship can extend almost to six magnitude of order. It's amazingly interesting. But anyway, to apply this one is a little bit difficult. So usually we go with this so-called multiple pool model. And there are just several parameters described, like mean resident time, mean age, rate constant is a real constant, pool size, and the flux. Now, the rate constant is a reciprocal of mean resident time. Only at the steady state, mean resident time equals to mean age. And this is quite important in the radiocarbon dating. If you simulate this thing, general, you can see something like this. If we take the crop or forest annual input is 100%. If you have this very short 4 months turnover time thing, when it reached the steady state, you're only 22%. If you have much less, like only 10% of this input into a 30 years mean residence time, you end up 300%. And you have very small amount, only 0.1%, get into this 3,000 years mean residence time pool, then you will get quite a big number. And of course, this is at the steady state. The CO2 evolved basically is mainly in this very short turnover time thing. And then you have a soil organic matter accumulation about 6.25 times of the annual total net production. Generally, in most of the systems, this number range from about 3 to 6. Now, the question, the next one is that if we want to describe soil organic carbon pools, how many are they necessary? Since we already say that, you know, this is a very complex system. But fortunately, there's some constraint in there. Let's look at this again. If you insert some of the mean range time that different from these three in here, then you have to adjust that so that will fit into the constraint. This is between 3 and 6. So they are not much of the combination. Because very quickly, you will see that in order to adjust that, then you either to have the mean range time very close to each other, and then you can merge to each other, or you exceed this thing very quickly. So in the late 70s, Jenkinson in Rosser State, in England, this is the longest long-term agriculture experiment. He used like 100 years of data to compose that in the England soil, there are 5 pools. But you can see, basically, these 2 dominating pools. One is mean residence time, about 72 years. One is close to 3,000 years. The rest of them, the short-lived thing, actually consists of a very small portion, just like the previous model would actually predict. So bear in mind that soil basically have some sort of distribution like this. Okay, may not be had this long of the mean residence time, but proportionally, the longer mean residence time thing has the bigger proportion. And you can further simplify this model into like a 2-pole model. This approximation is pretty good, but this will greatly simplify the whole simulation and interpretation of radiocarbon data. Now, that was in a steady state. In between the steady state, if you change the moisture, change the climate, then what happened? This is accumulation, say, in this very short-lived thing, of course, if you do experiment on 1 or 2 years, you only see the difference right in here. You don't see anything change in here. But if you have a long-term experiment station, then you will observe something between like decades and 100 years. You only will see much change in here because you don't see much change in this one and this one. And for the very long resident time carbon pool, you can observe only over the geologic time. You know, we compare the younger soil or the older soil. And if the it hop from steady state to other steady state, then you'll see that one of the most important pool we're talking about for climate change actually is this pool. This pool is not that important. This pool is not that important either. Now, how do we interpret the soil radiocarbon records? Well, there are 2 ways. The first way, we can use the classic carbon dating method. Unfortunately, this method only applied to 150 years to about 40,000 to 60,000 years. This is not really is of interest of our soil organic carbon pool that we talk about for our, you know, of our interest. And not only this, it only applicable to the pre-54 sample, because after 1954, the atmospheric radiocarbon level has been changed by the bomb testing. This is a number of the bomb testing. Since 54, this nuclear bomb testing has injected lots of artificial C40, almost twice of the natural level, and gradually decrease. There's a French nuclear test in here, and then continue to decrease. Until now, there's still 6-7% about the natural level in there. So just this thing will void the classic interpretation of the radiocarbon dating. Another thing we can see in here is that the mixing of the CO2 in the atmosphere is very, very quick. This is the northern atmosphere, this is the southern atmosphere. It takes less than 1 year to mix it. So this bomb signature actually creates opportunity for us to date the active carbon, which is very short-lived. For example, if you do the simulation, you will see, depends on your active carbon, the mean resonance time, you will see this kind of carbon signature, that indication of the mean resonance time of that active pool. This mean resonance time actually depends on when you take the sample. And this is not only applied to soil organic matter, it applies to everything that equilibrates with the air, including your hair. You can use this to date the mean resonance time. Now, this bump carbon works for active soil organic carbon pool, but it has to be post-54. And it determines the range in the ecological time scale. The classic carbon dating apply about 150. So these two seems to be able to, you know, to complement each other. However, the problem is, how do we separate these two pools in the bulk soil? Well, they are chemical method, and it's not very successful so far. There's a physical method using density and size fractionation. And when I was a little bit younger, I saw lots of this thing. Now, you know, I didn't see it, so I don't know whether it has been verified or not, whether it is successful or not. I don't know. Probably not. There's another one we call the bulk soil carbon approach. We can use bulk carbon and mass balance approach to calculate these two pools. Let me give you one example. Say you have originally, like 50 years ago, you had originally a soil, and you split this thing too into different management, and then now you observe difference in the total organic carbon. And well, by assumption, this is a stable pool, active pool, the decrease must be in the active pool. And if you know the bulk organic carbon and the radiocarbon of these two bulk, then you can calculate that by mass balance way. Okay. If you are interested, you can look at this two publication in SSAJ. So, using this kind of bulk calculation, I have determined the active pool and the stable pool in one of the longest U.S. Long-term experiment station. The active pool that has the mean resonance time average less than 100 years. The stable pool has mean resonance almost 3,000 years. In the this is in Missouri, St. Bone Field. The active pool is much younger, 34 years, and the stable pool is only 900 years. Same thing, I use this to determine other active pool. It all range from just a decade or less than 100 years. And then this stable pool also varies. This is in the temperate zones. In the tropical zones, this is a very heavy in Belize, Central America, the active pool is much shorter, and the stable pool is only 200 to 300 years. And those are clay soil. I suspect that in a much lighter tropical soil, probably has only just one pool, which has the turnover time less than 100 years. Well, just make a conclusion that many temperate soil seem to have a very stable soil organic carbon, that the mean rain time is more than 1,000 years, and it is not immediate response to the climate change or our management. The most important pool is the active pool, and the mean resident time probably be less than 100 years. Now, we have to understand that soil organic matter, the management and the soil organic matter fraction with this particular pool is the most important that will determine the carbon budget and exchange with atmosphere. And the radiocarbon are very useful tool. However, not many people try to use this tool, and there are lots of possibility that we can explore in the future. Thank you.
Any question from the floor?
Found that in the light texture soil, like in there, you find in Missouri, the soil texture is much lighter, then they don't have, like, you know, 1,000 years plus organic carbon. But in the clay soil, in temperate zone, you have, you know, 2,000, 3,000 years. So I think it's the physical protection that keep the organic matter for that long.
Thank you. Is there any other question to...
exchange between the soil and atmosphere that we talk about that, it all has to be at the active pool. Probably like more than 80% is actually from very short-lived pool. And only probably 30-20% is from this medium pool, the passive pool. And for this very, very long-lived pool, it probably will not be changed. This didn't mean that it will never change, but the time of observation, we probably will not observe that pool. So probably we talk, you know, most of this carbon sequestration is still on a very short-lived pool. Unless you monitor for long term, then you can see the passive pool. However, if we understand the current situation of the passive pool that give us some kind of idea as to the long-term sequestration potential. Because we really cannot depend on this very active pool. It will increase or shrink very quickly and actually didn't matter that much.
Thank you. Any other questions, you know, for other presenters? There is no other question. Thank you for coming to this session. And. Hopefully we'll see you some other time. Thank you.
Initial one. I want to get this.
Yeah. One. You have
Man, you guys are doing something. You got
a stick.
No, yeah. I have a stick.
Yeah.
No, can you get them from here for me?
The presentation? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He can help. But download this thing for him.
Yeah. Man, you're doing something very impressive.
You didn't tell me. I didn't know you're doing this. I didn't know you're studying this. Yes.
Yeah, no.